Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you today?
Okay, I have shipments here on a 14-day trial, which expires on Tuesday, I believe, or tomorrow, and I want to send them back. These things don't do anything for me.
All right, sir, can you provide me with your zip code?
I can give you an order number if you want, if that's easier, or I'll give you the zip code. It's 27525.
27525, and your first and last name?
Al Hess, H-E-S-S.
Okay, allow me one moment. All right, sir. For security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, 3681 Ben Mill Court, Franklinton, North Carolina.
Thank you for that information. And I see that you ordered the, if you can allow me one moment, I can let you know exactly what you ordered, sir.
Yeah, I got this Pure Formax Ultra on a 14-day trial.
Okay, you got the Formax Ultra. Mm-hmm. All right, I see that you Erex. Okay, you have the Erex too.
Order. I can give you the order numbers.
I have the account pulled up, sir, and I see that And I see that you ordered on the 13th of April, and you're calling to cancel.
Cancel them. Yeah,
okay.
It was a 14-day free trial, and I received these on April 19th.
Okay, well, we can cancel the account so you won't get any recurring charges. You do not have to return that product back to us.
Okay, if you tell me how to return it to you.
I say you do not have to, sir.
Oh, I don't have to? Oh, okay.
No.
Now, what is your name?
Jabril.
I'm sorry, what's
your name? Jabril.
Jabril.
Yes. Hello?
Okay. How are you this morning? I'm still here.
I'm good. I'm good. Your account is canceled, sir.
Oh, okay, fine. Have they made any charges to my account? Because I have two on a credit card that I have to.
Yes, they
that
have.
I don't know where they came from.
Yes,
it
came from us. It's the full charge because you have been beyond your 14 days, sir. It's 14 days from when you order, not from when you receive it.
Oh, you mean I'm paying for it while it's in transit?
No, it's not in transit. That's the product. No, that's the product that you have right now. See, that's not a test. That's the actual product. It's a 14-day trial. So, yes, we let you try the product for 14 days, but you already have the product that you're getting charged for. It's just you get charged the full price after your 14 days are up. And since you didn't call before your 14 days was up, you have already got charged.
Time out. I received these on April 19th.
I understand, but I'm telling you that it's 14 days from the day you ordered. So you didn't order on the 19th.
Where does
you ordered
it say
on the
that?
13th. Online.
I know I ordered the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Online, our terms and conditions, it states everything.
Well, that I'm going to contest.
Okay.
Because why should I pay for something that I don't have in my hands? It's in the mail. Suppose it doesn't get to me for 2 weeks.
No, you already got it.
And
you
I
just stated you received
charged.
It.
I received it on the 19th.
Okay, and that's what you're getting charged for. We charge. Okay, see, when you order, it's when you order, sir. We ship it out the next day. We ship it out the next day. So, it's 14 days from the day you order.
Yeah. Well, just suppose it takes 10 days to get to me. I'm paying for those 10 days.
It doesn't take 10 days to get to anyone.
Well, who knows?
What they will have to do is just call us and let us know that it's taking a little time. They never received it yet. And we can definitely give them extra days. But since we had no call from you and you received the product and it's been beyond 14 days, you have been charged full price for that product.
I'll contest that with my attorney, then. I won't put up with that kind of bullshit. I know it's not your fault. You just worked there. Okay.
All right, so what we can do for you is give you a 35% discount of that charge. I mean, not discount,
yeah,
refund.
Charge for both. They charge me for both. They
no, sir, the second.
Charges.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but no, we didn't. The second charge got declined, so it never went through, sir. And you can call your bank to verify.
I know that. So what can you do with the first charge?
Refund 35% of that charge back to your account. So do you accept that?
No. That's too
okay.
much. I can't afford that.
Okay. All right. Well, since it's too much for you, and I know I understand what you're saying, and what I could do for you as a courtesy, I can refund 50% of that.
50% of what? The $90?
Oh, yes, sir. And I can let you know how much that would be.
How much would that be?
Allow me one moment. Okay, so that would be $46.45.
I'll so pay do you... that because keep it. I'll pay that because I'm keeping the rest of these.
All right, so allow me one moment, and I can
decline.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, okay, so allow me one moment. I can definitely refund you. Going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, that refund has been successful. Your refund can take 3 until 5 business days until it posts on your account. And if you can allow me one moment, I can cancel your account for you so you won't get any reoccurring charges.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, I'm almost done canceling your account. Just bear with me, please.
Sure, I sure will.
Thank you. Okay, your account has been canceled. You will not get any more charges from us. You will not get any products. Is there anything else I can help with?
In Nigeria, where are you based, if I can be nosy? I know it was a little harsh with you, but you're very nice.
You said, where is what, sir?
Where are you based? What state are you in?
Oh, I'm in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're almost neighbors. Okay, I'm sorry. Put you through the aggravation on the Sunday.
You okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.